Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 7th to 13th, 2009. This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 28 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and shelled areas in Gaza. Also this week, the Palestinian Elections Committee said it cannot prepare for the upcoming elections in January 2010. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Zach Brophy.
Scores of people suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday, among them Mohammed Baraka, an Arab member of the Israeli parliament, during the weekly protest against the wall at the village of Bilayin in central West Bank. Residents of the village, along with their international and Israeli supporters, gathered at the village centre after the midday prayers. The local organisers welcomed visiting groups such as Baraka. Later on, people marched towards the gate of the wall separating farmers from their lands. As soon as protesters arrived, Israeli troops fired tear gas at them. This week, the protesters commemorated the fifth anniversary of the death of the late Palestinian president Yasser Arafat. Also in central West Bank on Friday, scores of villagers from Nilayin village protested against the Israeli wall. The military attacked the protesters and injured three civilians. After performing the Friday prayer on the land next to the Nilayin health clinic, the people of Nilayin, accompanied by international and Israeli activists, marched to the wall carrying Palestinian flags and posters of the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israeli troops immediately started to fire tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets and live ammunition at the protesters. Nonetheless, a group of protesting youths managed to cut up parts of the fence and partially damage the gate. The army entered into the fields from three different sides, closing in on the group of about 100 demonstrators. The army was shooting live ammunition from a distance of less than 3 metres. The crowd dispersed and two people sustained minor injuries from grazing shots. One medical volunteer was beaten up by an Israeli soldier. Eyewitnesses identified him as Mohammed Al-Sabti from the village. Elsewhere on Friday, the villagers of Al-Masara near Bethlehem, southern West Bank, along with their international and Israeli supporters, protested against the Israeli wall. The protesters raised Palestinian flags and banners demanding that farmers be allowed to access their lands to pick olives. As with every Friday for the past 3 years, they were intercepted by Israeli soldiers who had put up a fence of barbed wire at the entrance to the village, effectively cutting off the villagers' access to their lands. Protesters removed the barbed wire and continued their march towards their lands and the site of the wall. In this instance, the soldiers stood aside and allowed the villagers to pass. For IMEMC.org, this is Zach Brophy.
This week, the Palestinian Elections Committee said it cannot prepare for the upcoming elections in January of 2010. Meanwhile, Israeli military said they would conduct internal investigations into possible war crimes by the army personnel during the last Israeli war on Gaza. IMEMC's Jessica Halsey has the story.
The Palestinian presidency spokesperson said Friday they would announce an official response to a statement by the head of the elections committee, Hanna Nasser, that the elections do not be held at this time. Nasser declared that in time, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza intends to block holding elections in the coastal territory unless a national unity agreement is reached. The committee cannot lay the foundations for the upcoming general elections. In the meantime, the rival Hamas and Fatah parties are yet to reach a unity deal due to Hamas's refusal to sign an Egyptian-presented reconciliation paper on which Fatah had already signed. Such developments come as the Palestinian president Mahmoud Abbas was reported by some Fatah sources saying he would resign from both the Palestine Liberation Organization and the Fatah party. Abbas had earlier declared he would not run for any upcoming presidential elections due to the stalled Palestinian-Israeli peace process. Washington has not exerted pressure on Israel to halt settlement activity on occupied Palestinian land. Hani Habib is a Gaza-based political analyst.
The matter is based on the American administration's will towards some guarantees or moves that would eventually make the president reconsider his willingness.
In the meantime, Israeli Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi was reported saying that his army would embark on war crimes investigations during the last Israeli 22-day attack on the Gaza Strip in early January of 2009. Ashkenazi's statement came less than 1 week after the United Nations General Assembly adopted unanimously the UN Goldstone Report on human rights violations in Gaza, accusing Israel and the ruling Hamas party of committing war crimes against civilians. However, human rights groups in Palestine considered Ashkenazi's call as a maneuver that is intending to evade international condemnation of Israel once the Goldstone Report is submitted to the UN Security Council. Samir Zakut is a spokesperson for the Al-Mazan Center for Human Rights in Gaza.
These investigations should be made public. We in human rights groups should verify such investigations, whether they are true or not. Also, non-biased bodies should be involved in the probes in order for us to make sure whether they are consistent with the findings of the Goldstone report.
The Israeli offensive, Operation Cast Lead, claimed the lives of at least 1,500 Palestinians and left 6,000 others injured. 14 Israeli soldiers and 2 civilians were killed during the operation. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Holsey.
As Israeli troops continue to shell areas in Gaza this week, Israeli Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi asked Palestinians to provide testimonies over possible Israeli war crimes during the latest Israeli war on Gaza. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramel Megari reports.
Palestinian medical sources reported early on Saturday that 4 Palestinians were wounded after Israeli army fired artillery shells at a number of residents near the Nahal Oz fuel terminal in eastern Gaza City. Medical sources confirmed that at least 4 people were moderately injured during the attack near the fuel terminal. According to witnesses, Israeli army fire hit 4 residents while having lunch inside a nearby home and that the home was severely damaged. In another news, Israeli Army Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi said Tuesday that the military is conducting investigations into possible war crimes during the January 2000 war on Gaza. Ashkenazi told Israeli media that his army is currently verifying 45 out of 60 complaints already in hand. He also encouraged all Palestinians to produce proofs for more potential war crimes. Ashkenazi admitted that during the 22-day onslaught, his troops might have hurt civilians. Cast Lead offensive claimed the lives of at least 1,500 Palestinians and left 6,000 others injured. 16 Israelis, including 14 soldiers and 2 civilians, killed. The January 2000 Israeli offensive, codenamed Operation Cast Lead, was unleashed between December 27, 2008 to January 18, 2009. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli military conducted at least 28 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Israeli troops kidnapped 40 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
This week's invasions were focused in the cities of Nablus and Jenin, as well as Ramallah and Hebron cities. Among those kidnapped this week were 12 children. 2 Palestinian teenagers were injured late Tuesday night when Israeli settlers attacked them in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Witnesses said that 2 teenagers, Hatim al-Sharabati, 17, and his brother Hazim, 16, were on their way home when settlers from Al-Tal Armueda illegal outpost in Hebron's old city attacked them. Doctors at a local hospital announced that the 2 sustained cuts and bruises due to the attack and were released from the hospital on Wednesday morning. Palestinians in the West Bank marked the 20th anniversary of the Wall of Berlin Wall on Monday in their own way. Scores of Palestinians gathered in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, where protesters headed to the nearest site of the Israeli wall surrounding the city and dismantled parts of it. Israeli troops attacked the crowd by firing tear gas at them. Eventually, the crowd broke up. Some suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. The event was organized by the local popular committee against the wall and settlements. Iyad Burnat is an organizer for those committees in Ramallah.
As people celebrate the dismantling of the Berlin racist wall today, In Palestine, we sent out a clear message that the Israeli racist wall should be removed as well.
In 2004, the International Court of Justice in The Hague ruled the Israeli wall illegal. Israel has yet to comply with their order while Palestinians continue to protest against the wall on a weekly basis at a number of locations in the West Bank. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For regular updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by George Schmeltz.